about the thing that groceries are put into to carry them out to the car? Before you put them into the cart, you put them into something else.
The bags? Plastic bags.
Bob?
A bag.
Okay.
We used to say something different, but we don't do that anymore.
Sack.
Sack?
Yeah.
When you're in a restaurant and you drink a lot of tea or coffee or water or other liquids, what do you call the place that you have to visit in a restaurant?
The bathroom.
Restroom.
Okay. And do you call that place by the same name at home or by a different name?
The same.
You call it bathroom and Bob?
Same.
Same. Okay. What do you call the long piece of furniture in a living room that three people can sit on?
The couch.
Sofa.
What do you call the piece of furniture in the bedroom where you keep small items of clothing like socks?
In the chest of drawers.
Bob?
Dresser.
Okay. What do you call the kind of shoes often made out of canvas and rubber or leather and rubber? That are worn to play sports or sometimes just for casual wear?
A tennis shoe.
Okay. I call it the same, tennis shoes.
Okay. What do you call what you might wear on your feet if you were going to the beach or on a very hot day?
Flip-flops.
Sandals.
Okay. What did you or do you call your mother's mother?
Grandma.
Granny.
Okay. What did you or do you call your father's mother? Is it the same? Same for you, Barbara?
Yeah, grandma.
Granny.
Okay. What did you or do you call your mother's father?
Grandpa.
Papa.
Okay. What did you or do you call your father's father? Is it the same?
Same.
The same for me.
Okay. What do you call an especially attractive man?
I guess handsome.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm. How about an especially attractive woman?
Pretty.
Pretty.
Pretty, okay. If you address one person as you, how do you address several people at once? Like if you're greeting people as they come into the hotel, Bob, and there are three of them come in.
How y'all doing?
Barbara, can you say it for us?
How y'all doing?
Okay. Now, think about this for a moment and tell me, can you use this word, that word, also to just address one person? Do you ever use it if you're just talking to one person?
I have.
You have?
Uh-huh.
And when you use it, are you using it just to refer to them? Are you talking to them, but talking about them and another group?
Right. I'm talking to them.
Or is it both?
It's both. I mean, for example, when I see somebody that I know that I haven't seen in a while, I'll say, how y'all doing? And that means that I'm asking them, how are you and your husband and your children and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll answer back, well, we're doing just fine. Or that person will say, we're doing just fine. How's your mama and them?
What if it was somebody who saw somebody from that you knew from high school coming up, and you knew that this person wasn't married, or you were only asking about them? Would you still use the term?
Not now, I wouldn't. I would say, how are you doing?
Okay. In the past, would you have used it?
15 years ago, yes.
Okay. Huh. Barbara, how about you? Would you use it for just one person? Barbara's shaking her head yes. would you use it?
I just like Bobby, I'd say it just like he does. How y'all doing?
Uh-huh.
That means her and her husband and her kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how about if you're just meeting one person?
Well, how you doing? If there's just one person.
How what?
How are you doing?
Okay, so just one for one person.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And that's all the questions I have. Thank you
okay.
very much.